This is just a pretty straightforward. We've had discussions at the county council level. So we have a memorandum of understanding with off-state planning coordination about how we do comp plan amendments and what needs to go to plus, which is governed by state statute. We've had some future land use map amendments that have come through, and there's been some question as to, you know, it's the chicken or the egg. Does it go to plus first before we as a county, aside from staff, have heard anything about it, which puts the county in an awkward position of being an applicant for something it doesn't really know anything about in terms of going forward in plus. That's how it's worked in the past. Anyhow, the point being, we've amended that future, or excuse me, that MOU with state planning to spell that out so that applicants would come to us first. We would hear the information about why the future land use map should be amended, which gives us information to then go through plus through that process and then have a recommendation from plus before we get to county council. So it just makes it a more logical and orderly process. And it also clarifies that, you know, it kind of needed a little bit of tweaking in terms of what needs to go to plus in terms of just a change of zone or conditional use, that sort of thing. So it's not really a big substantive change of any sort. It's just more giving us a better roadmap of how to handle things. The other, and I will say, the thing that needs to be made clear is the final authority on any land use issue or an amendment to our comprehensive plan still remains with Sussex County. It states that in there, and that's what state law says. So no matter how we get from point A to point Z, we still control the final outcome.
Yeah.
So that's really it in a nutshell. Unless Mr. Whitehouse, you have anything to add? We wanted to bring it to you all because it has to be approved by county council, but we didn't want to approve or present it to county council with at least letting you all know that this is out there.
Okay, sounds great.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I do have one question. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been here a very, very short time, learning very rapidly of what not to do and what to do. Have we looked at kind of standardizing these solar deals? Like, we can approve the conditional use, listen to what they have to say, and let the staff start making kind of reviews instead of having to run through the same rigmarole every time?
We were probably going to get to that in a second. That's a separate issue than the MOU with state planning. So
I was just asking a general question.
Oh yeah. Let's get through this. Did you all have any other questions on the plus process? Okay.
I don't. Yeah. Because I'm still learning the plus process.
So basically, you know,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Right, what good. It means, I'll give you.
We were done too.
Yeah. In a nutshell, Brian, for the plus stuff, the way it originally started is that, you know, you get a preliminary site plan approval, and then you go out and get all your state agency approvals.
I understand.
Yeah, and it was tried to front load that with the state agency approval, so you get constructive comments up front before you have a public hearing and maybe tweak things.
I've always been on the other end. I write the check, and then I got to go back and write another check.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So that's
it. Just sort of streamlines.
I know the opposite end.
Yeah,
of
it streamlines the process.
So. That's all I have.
Yeah. So solar farms, Holly and I.
Can I just say something? I appreciate all the work that you've done, Mr. Whitehouse, for getting these solar farms. There's been so many in front of us. But in my personal opinion, I think we don't need to see any more until some of them are being built. I fear that there's going to be something, and maybe not, I hope not, that once these things start getting constructed and we see them out in the field, it might be, oh gosh, we should require that as a condition now because this is happening or this is not, whatever the case may be.
Hey, Holly, can I hold on 1 second? What did I write down, Bob? I'm holding it right to the 1 minute mark here.
Well, we're not done yet.
No, go ahead. I'm just messing with you.
Does anybody else have any concern about that with solar farms that we have approved and none of them are being constructed?
And you're very right. And there's a few in Bridgeville there is actually one on Mall Stretch Road that is being built right now. That's been a 4 or 5 year process.
It's not that they're being lazy. It's all part of their.
But I don't
process.
Know that we well, have any that have been built in Sussex County's jurisdiction except for the co-ops.
Correct.
That's the only one.
I don't think we have because when I asked that question before, what we had at that time, 13 that we had approved and the council had approved. And out of those 13, none of them have started construction.
We just had the preliminary on the one tonight, though, you know, finally. You know, that's the first preliminary.
Yeah, right.
I mean, as a practical matter, though, can we deny somebody due process just because we...
Some of the solar applications you've been hearing have actually been moved up. So by focusing them in batches, we group them by applicant to help them get through the system faster. So going forward, it's kind of back to non-solar applications going forward. So I think we're about 80% of the way through the batch. We weren't able to get them all, but we were able to concentrate and focus on them for a bit.
To your point, though, just real quick, we set our own docket, the county does, so that, you know, we can't deny it. We can't say, well, we're never going to schedule it, but we control the order of things.
We can slow...
And if we can speed them up, we could put them at the end of the line, too.
Okay,
you know, or bundle them
at the end of the line. The way to do it is just going to be to slow walk. Yeah.
Well, not to defend these guys, I just built a solar grid at one of my properties, and let me tell you what, it was over... I still are missing 10 solar panels. My inverters, I'm running on 2 inverters. I ordered 6. They're paid for. I keep calling them, when am I going to get my inverters? And then I'll get one in the mail, and then I'll get 2 solar panels, and they're just...
Well, that's a manufacturing problem across the board, I feel like. And I appreciate what you're saying. But I just think that it needs to... Because one of our applicants not complained, but he made a comment about how long it's taken to work with DP&L. It was his first time working with Delmarva Power and Light and how their process is, but that's not our issue.
No.
I don't want us to have an issue later on because we're approving all of these and then not think of something that we may have considered if we had seen
it. And the other thing is we haven't seen any final come through, and at some point, you know, these were taking spots that other applicants could have had that maybe would be, a small business or whatever that can't get done because they had to go behind solar. I mean, and that's not a criticism on staff at all, but I think now we're through enough of them. We haven't seen any built. I think, Holly, you make a good point that we ought to see a few of them built, and see if there's tweaks that need to be made. So.
It's hard to get them through. I wanted to build one at my place, and co-op's like, no.
Yeah, the co-op won't let you.
No.
Not a community.
They'd be private, yeah. That's all I had on that.
Okay. Anything else for good of the order?
Just one thing, and I'm going to say it. We've got an issue with our docketing system. I'm going to put it out there because when you do the agenda, when you look at the linked documents in the agenda, it's not the same that's on the docket. And we had today that site plan that was not uploaded into the docket. We've got to get that fixed. I don't think it's a FOIA issue yet, but at some point it could be because we've got cases out there in the Superior Court that say, well, you don't have a rule that says you have to do it, but if you're doing it, you got to do it right. And at some point, that's going to get us potentially in a jam. The other thing I would suggest, Jamie, for you and all your staff to do, and I've told Jamie this, you guys are all going in on the back end, and you can find all the documents that have been uploaded into the county system. You're not working from the outward-facing land use docket. My advice would be that everybody within the Planning and Zoning Office has to use the public's outward-facing docket to access information. Because too often we're finding out issues that should have been caught that weren't uploaded, and it's a problem. And I think if you guys had to use it instead of the internal operating system, you'd find them a lot sooner.
I also, I've heard some complaints from citizens about, it's hard to find which document's the most recent, and they feel like sometimes developers may be flooding us with documents to make it difficult to see things.
I agree with you. I got an earful about Bosch Berries, and we talked about Bosch Berries.
How can we make it clear, this is the final?
The preliminary and
And then maybe an order in which they're posted, too. Like the site plan that we need to look at needs to be, the second document, or whatever it is. Like, there'd be some kind of rhyme and reason that we know. If we want to pull up the site plan because we had a question on it.
It's very hard for them, but at the same time, just like you saw tonight, the public comes in here and they lose trust in us. And the public's got to trust us.
They don't have trust in, lose trust in us. They lose trust in the system.
Well,
we all trust in Holly.
Whilst we've been meeting, Mr. Chairman, this afternoon, so we're aware of the issue at the start of the meeting and the concern. While the Commission's been meeting today, we've already issued the instructions to our IT colleagues. The data is there. It's just a coding change to change the way it's displayed, and we'll be working on that in the next, between now and the next Commission meeting. I can't say it's going to be deployed and active because it takes some time to test and deploy, but we'll be meeting internally to get that rolled out Monday, Tuesday of next week. So.
Yes, I'm a big fan of testing and validation first.
You guys need to start using it because we're all using it, and I don't think you're seeing the glitches. You know, and I think when you go internally, like I said, everything's there, so there's no problem. I can find all the site plans and do whatever else. If you're going in from the outside like we all are, it's not there. I mean, the example was the one where that site plan wasn't on. I mean, I mentioned to Jamie, when you go in through the agenda with the links embedded in the agenda, it shows 7 documents on the side. Whereas if you go in the land use docket, there's 2 pages and 24 documents. And they're not synced, and that's a problem. Because if, you know, somebody may not know to go to one or the other, and they're going to think that, you know, something's missed. And what's going to end up happening is we're going to have to start holding the record open and doing whatever, or somebody's going to ring us up on an issue that, you know, we didn't comply with our own procedures. So, I mean, I hate to sound like I'm jamming you guys, but we've been talking about this, and it needs to get addressed. And I think the only way it will be is if you guys start using it like we have to use it.
Okay.
I'm off the soapbox.
Anything else? Yes, sir.
One quick item, if I could please, Mr. Chairman, and that would be to recognize Mr. Young. This is his last commission meeting with us. He's relocating for family reasons to take a position in Northern Virginia. He's been with us for under 3 years, but he's made quite an impact, and he will be missed.
Northern Virginia is a totally different beast.
Good. Yes, it is.
Enjoy the
best
traffic.
Best of luck to you there.
It makes Route 1 look so easy.
Commute will be easier there than it is here.
Where are you going to live?
I'll be in Arlington.
Okay.
Nice.
Virginia.
Yeah.
Well, here today,
that's
so
not bad.
And I'm off the Plantations Road. So.
Yeah.
We're still on the record. We're still alive. So.
Yeah.
All right. Stand adjourned, peace and harmony prevailing. 5:37.
Where are we at?
I think you win by